to the cloud. And I'm sharing. So I'm going to start us off here. Do you guys see the Birth Psychology Month website?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so welcome to those who are listening now and in the future. This is the tour of the classroom, March 4th, 2019. This is our Birth Psychology Month. My name is Kate White, and I'm the Director of Education for APA. And I usually like to give our tours of the classroom here at Birth Psychology Month, birthpsychology.com. And I like to show off some of our resources that are here before I take you into the classroom. But there are lots of little things on the side here that will give you access to some of the things I'm going to show you today on this website, including the classroom. And Fiona, I want to be pretty clear that we do have several websites, and I know it's confusing. And each website has its own password and username. You can go in and change it at any time, but I'm going to show you a little bit more. I know it's confusing, but this is our main website. This is where we have a lot of resources as well as announcements. So what I like to show people first is underneath APA, we have all these free services. Back in the day when we had a different website, I used to come here all the time and just read all the free articles that we have. So we have a lot of links on the side, and there's like in Life Before Birth, for example, we have so much information. You can just see all the stories that are here. And then in prenatal music, we also have similar, just people saying all kinds of wonderful things in here about how prenatal bonding and music go together. And so underneath each of these little tabs, you can just see we've got new information, and that does get updated. Like for example, under free articles, we have a new one that's just been put up here. This is how birth professionals can affect positive change. That's a very great article. And then there's new ones coming along here. You can just scroll down and just see, like, we have a lot of free articles that you can access just at the very start. And you can search, and it's just a wonderful, lots of really wonderful information in our free articles. And then under resources, I just want to also point out a few things. We have our practitioner database that if you're looking for someone who can help you with some of the your interests, for example, in healing in this area, you can come here and search you can filter not only by last name, but also city, state, country. We can't vouch for any of our practitioners because we don't really know all the things that they do, but we did work very hard to get a practitioner schema, like, so that you can look for the different kinds of practitioners. And so there's lots of different modalities, and you can search by them as well. And then we also have announcements and events. So if you come to the very beginning of our website and you scroll down, not everybody knows to scroll, you can see that we have all these events and announcements. So we put up our press releases here. And then we have our events, and you can come in here and see what people are doing, and if there's a training near you or an event, our members get to publish there. And then our services include access to the classroom. You get all kinds of discounts. There's a journal article that you can get you have your access to the journal. You can get all the articles there, downloadable and free. It's searchable, not free, but you get it with your membership. So you can search by article, and you can search by keyword. And sometimes when I'm searching for something, say on birth trauma, you can come in here and just put in your keyword, and you can have access to all kinds of that. We have issues that go back 35 years, and you can search by the different journals as well. And then also under resources, we have our Conscious Baby e-zine. And this is something that's curated by our social media person. And what's nice about this is that you can subscribe to it right here. It's free. And you get this every month. It comes in your inbox. But so many of these things are just shareable onto your Facebook page. The reason why we started this e-zine was to create a story around what we do, so we can be a part of a continuum of the new story of health for moms, babies, and birth. And so you can just see all these things are very you can share right to the Facebook page from here or your Twitter feed. It helps you feel more professional as you can share. There's more people out there interested in this paradigm. And then there's little videos that you can add as well. There's all kinds of things that you can do in here. So it's a wonderful thing to have, and you can also embed it with some HTML code if you want that. So it's a really great resource, and you can access it from the very front page as well. Here, I'll show you. It's right here, the Conscious Baby e-zine. And then I also want to show off our bibliographies, because I was the kind of person that wanted to know everything about this paradigm when I first started 20 years ago. I just wanted to read and read and read. So I would come here and I'd look over all the titles and just feel like, oh, I'm inspired. I want to get this one. And then we updated the bibliography. It's now 4 years old, but at least it gives us more up to date. You can just see all the books and things that people have written. And I think that this will take you to Amazon. And it's nice that we get a little percentage for people who purchase through. So this is a great tool. And I wanted you to see all these things on our website. And then here we have our Congress that's coming up. And you can see that they've updated everything. All of the breakout speakers are in there, and the post and pre-Congress workshops. And our store is over here. It gives you everything that we have for sale. You get discounts on everything. And in the classroom too, you get amazing discounts for being a member. So, any questions about our birthpsychology.com website?
So, do we use this to go then to the classroom to do the modules?
You can. I mean, a lot of people do, I think. Let me show you what that looks like. But I usually just go straight to the URL of our birth of the classroom. But if
Okay.
you can enter into it, so if you just click on classroom, it takes you right there.
Okay, all right, cool. And
That's
then
great.
which one do we press to get to the modules?
So
Or is it?
the PPNE,
Yeah.
this is the first one.
Okay.
So let me show you. Let me preview as a logged in user. When you come here for the first one, the lectures, usually everything starts at. Hold on a second. Let me back up. So everything kind of starts with module one. So if you go to module one, you'll see that here's our. Can you see the this module one list here, Fiona? Welcome to the course. So that's got a lot of links in it too. It tells you a little bit more about what you can expect, and it tells you more about Teachable. But if you look over here on the left, that's where you can navigate easily. So one of the things that I mean, if you're having difficulty, you can come in here and just look and see all the things that people have asked frequently asked questions. If you want to become a part of our student forums, they're in Facebook. So you can go there and ask to be a member. And then when it comes to your membership in APA, you can just see that we have all these benefits. They're a long list. To access all of those, you sign up through this link. And a lot of people, this has been confusing because you need you need a password, a username and password for Teachable, and a username and password for birthpsychology.com, and same for Touch the Future, which I'm about to show you. So those are our three websites. Go ahead.
So the Teachable, what do we use that for?
The Teachable website?
Yeah.
That's the birth psychology, that's our classroom.
Ah.
That's what we call it, the Teachable. It's in Teachable, and it's birth-psychology-classroom.teachable.com. And this is where all your education is going to be.
Right, okay. So that's where we'd actually answer the questions or go through the training.
Yes. And your first module, module one, will have all the introductory information that you'll need, like your course enrollment questionnaire, your frequently asked questions, how you choose a mentor is here. So you can just see which mentors are here. And some of them are no longer taking, they're no longer taking new students, but you can just see who's here and choose one. Then you'll let your administrator know. Today it might be Karen Mulder, who's our communication specialist.
Okay.
But then as you make sure that you enroll as an APA member also. So here's your membership in APA. Come here and go ahead and sign up. So you should have, you get your own access. I mean, you have paid for your membership. So, I've never had to do that, but I think you probably have a code. So if you come in here, you select your student membership, you have a coupon code, which is PPNE, sign up, make sure you use that because that's right here. Enter the coupon code and you get it for free. Well, you've paid for it with your purchase of the course. A lot of people get a little confused by that.
Yeah.
So make sure, because then you get access to all the benefits. And then also here, you'll get the access to our rubric about how we grade your essays. Your mentor will help you, but you can do all kinds of things to answer the essay. So each module has an essay and a quiz. And so you get to do all kinds of things. A lot of my students right now are doing the PowerPoints. And what I ask people to do is just to find 10 things in the module that they think are important, and you can create a presentation. It will give you good practice for being an educator, or you can write an essay. There's two that you can choose from, or you can, you know, do something creative or an art project or even a case study. So, and also in here, you'll see there is a tour. If you get stuck anywhere, you can come here and look again. I just want to name a couple other things. Like, we have a required and suggested reading, but none of these links are the ones that, these are not live. They're all going to be in your module content. If you look here on the left, Fiona, that's how you navigate. Everything's on the left.
Okay.
None of these links are going to be live. And if they are, they just happen to be. But you don't press these. This is just what we've got as suggested reading.
Okay.
And then we also, like we have a list of books that we recommend for each module. This book, The Prenatal Development and Parents' Lived Experiences, that book is, we read almost everything in that book throughout the whole year. It's an expensive book, but it's one of our first textbooks written by one of our pioneering professionals. And, but that one, you know, you're going to have to purchase the books. And we have about 15 that we have for this course, and you can find them cheaply. Most of the new one, there are two new ones that you cannot right now, and that's this one and another one further along. But you can get them used through Amazon, or you can order them on Kindle if it's a problem. And then I wanted just to make sure that everybody knew that we have a quiz printout. This will help you study. It's a study guide. So it has all the quiz questions, and it also has the, you know, you can look to see if you can guess the answer, but it will give you a chance to get a sense of how we ask questions and what they are, and you can use it as a study guide. Each module has one of those. So then when you actually get into the modules, some of our modules have films. So this is one of them in the first module. And you can see there's a comprehension quiz and a module and an essay. But one of the other things I wanted to show you was with Touch the Future. And I'd like to show you what that looks like. But as you go through the course, say, and you're reading your information, everything shows up here this as an article or something to watch. So here's an example. You can download these and you can, so down here is the download. If you're like me, I have to kind of touch it to read it. I like to hold things. I'm not really good about reading online, but you can download it. You can create your own little notebook. I'll make notes on either side when I'm talking, or I'm underlining things that I like. But you can download it, and then you can also save it on your own computer. Up here at the top is another way to navigate. So you just click, along here, complete and continue, complete and continue. And then when you get to the end, you'll take your quiz. You have to pass with 80%. And if you don't pass, you'll get a little email saying you haven't passed, and so will the administrator, and we'll reset it for you. You can take it as many times as you wish. And then here's your quiz. This is what the quizzes look like. And here's your essay. And then you just fill out the form and upload it. And your mentor will get it and grade it within a week. And then when you're ready to go to the next curriculum, the next course, you just come out of the course.
Kate?
Yeah.
You just clicked complete and continue, and I didn't hear before if you made a big deal about that, but you must always, up in that upper bar, this is Karen, by the way, you must always click complete and continue if you've entered anything into one of the modules, or it will not, it's like saving, essentially, I guess is what Rebecca had told me. Do you agree?
Yeah, so yeah. Complete and continue. And it will show you, when you do that, it will click that you've done it on the other side. You see at the top here, you have a navigation bar. It says zero complete. But if you click complete and continue, it will show that you've done it over here on the left-hand side. Thank you, Karen. This is Karen, our communications specialist. But what I wanted to show you how the Touch the Future movies show up, and I also want to take you to show you Touch the Future. So we have about 18 films that have been given to us to use, and you get free access to them. Plus, you get access to the Academy where he stores all of his documentaries. His name is Michael Mendiza. These videos are courtesy of the Touch the Future. So when you click the link, I want you just to show you that it will take you to the list. And the way you make it go is you push the little blue arrow. And so many people have said that the films have been the most enjoyable part of our course. So can you all see the link? Can you see it? Because I don't know if this recording is following me, but you can just see we have over here on the left-hand side are all the modules where we have movies that come from Touch the Future. So that's what I wanted. I wanted just for you to see all the things that we have here. And Karen is our communications person. You can email her at communicate@birthpsychology.com or myself at educate@birthpsychology.com if you have any questions.
And you will see, I'm new, so we haven't quite replaced my name in all the places. You may see Rebecca. Rebecca is my predecessor, so don't be confused. I am the new Rebecca. I am.
Karen, can I ask you to clarify your email address once more, please?
It is communicate.
Yeah.
birthpsychology.com.
Thank you.
And you just don't want to be typing psychology a lot. With that. It always comes out wrong.
So, okay, well, I'm going to go back and show you a little bit more about what's in our class or classroom. But I'm just going to show you Touch the Future, since that's where we were. So here I have our Touch the Future home. When you become a member, you log in. So let me just see. You need to create an account. So that's where you'll be given the your first and last name, and then you should be given a coupon code, and that's where you'll use the coupon code right here, Fiona. And you've already done this. That's right, Lucilia. You have yet to have this work for you. So, Lucilia, are you actually, have you created a membership here at Touch the Future?
No, not in Touch the Future, no.
But you have your coupon code that was given?
I tried to create, but the coupon didn't work, so we didn't go through. So.
Okay. Well, let me write to the Touch the Future. I'll grab your coupon code and see if there's an issue with it, okay? And I'll get back to you.
Yeah, what happened when I did the membership for the association, the code didn't work either, but then it was a problem with spacing. It's not supposed to have a space in there.
Okay.
So I got an email and then it was done. But with Touch the Future, I tried like all the combinations I could with the code, but didn't work. So.
Okay. Well, let me see what they say.
Okay.
All right. So here, when you sign in and your coupon code has worked and you're all the way in, then you get to get a sense of the academy. So here's, you can see in this website how many wonderful things that Michael has done. He's been a passionate documentarian for over, 30 years. And his passions are first all around Joseph Chilton Pierce. What he's done is he for each of these little movies that he makes, he's found a way to, he creates insights. So he will tag them. You see how the little boxes that show up with all these little insights. So you can search this whole thing and try and find little talking heads. So I think the original vision that we had for this is that students could come into the academy with an issue and they wanted to give a presentation and you needed an expert there. You could find these amazing experts from our historical content to back up your saying or integrate it into your presentation. And that was the original vision. So you can see he's created a whole video program here for us. He's integrated new ones in that are not in our course. So you got to come in here and check. You can just see this is where he will have our movies. And then if you want to search, you go to the advanced search. And you put in by author or by topic. So you can go, he's created sort of a list of what's possible on the right-hand side. Maybe it won't have your particular idea, but you can try to find something close. And if you look at this, you'll see that these segments are not very long, not normally. Well, this one's 13 minutes. But when I was experimenting with this myself, I would say, well, let's look at birth trauma. And you can just see there's a lot of, that's William Emerson. It's a nice young picture of William. You can just see, that these, and look at David Chamberlain. If you play the full, you can just see often these are just a few minutes long. Like this one's 2 minutes and 37 seconds. So you may need a professional to come in and support something that you're doing, but the idea is that you can just search and you can find all kinds of little wonderful things that may be useful that are only a couple minutes long, but you can weave into your presentations as a professional. But if you get in here, you'll see there's an amazing wealth of information, not just on birth psychology, but on play and on being a parent. And he has his special, you know, the specialties that he's enjoyed, meaning Michael Mendiza. He has a big Krishnamurti section, and I think he's even making a documentary about Krishnamurti right now, but he loves Krishnamurti. And so there's lots of things you can come in here and search the libraries of. Jim Prescott is another one of he's passionate about Jim, and he's got a couple of presentations in our classroom. But he's just an amazing, always amazing people that Michael Mendiza has decided that he really would like to highlight and to share with the world. He writes a blog, he's written books. I mean, he's just a passionate parenting expert, and the Academy was a way for him to share all of his indexed interviews. So, any questions about Touch the Future?
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
So, is it possible to do the course just on the birth psychology site what's my question? Sorry, I get overloaded when tech gets involved. hate it. It's something about Touching the Future website. Can I do the course without Touching the Future website and then use that as my own interest, my own curiosity, or is that an integral part of?
Well, it will take you there. When you click watching the film, it will take you there, but you just click the little blue arrow.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go into birth psychology, Touch the Future, if you don't want to.
Okay. No, it looks gorgeous. It's just I'm just, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So you can just use this teachable website, the Classroom, and that you won't have to go over to Touch the Future at all, unless, okay, you're curious.
Okay.
And Kate, did you explain that never can you go through this box here? This is something a lot of students do. The box on the right, that's the whole educator certificate program. Did you explain that already?
What box? I don't. What are you talking about?
Right. I'm like using my cursor, like you can see it. But the PPNE Educator Certificate Program box that says full course 11 modules, you can never find our content through that. You have to go through the separate modules.
Yeah, you start here, module one.
Yeah, if you try to go through that box, you'll get nothing and you'll think, oh my gosh, it's not working. So just always go through the module that you're working in with the separate title. It's a frequent issue.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
Thank you.
So you also have, you get a chance to be a part of Monday Live Series 4. You should have gotten a welcome letter to that. And all of our recordings for our live lectures are here. And this is an amazing list. I hope you all have been enjoying the Monday Live lectures, but it's really a highlight of our program. A lot of our very fine professionals who've been in the field a long time come and give lectures, and they're always uploaded with their handouts, if their handouts given. So you can come in here at any time and listen to the lectures. But I think they're a fabulous addition to what we do, and well worth time and money, and to be a part of that listening. Come as a student during the live times, and you can interact with the professionals themselves every Monday at noon Eastern time.
plus they can go into series 3, 2, and 1, right? Further down.
I don't think so.
Oh no, I'll say sorry.
No, only module, only for the year that you've become a student, you get access depending on how long, when you purchase. Sometimes your purchase, if you purchase in the middle of the year, you'll get another access to the next Monday Live. So we're working on building Series 5 right now. But I wanted just to show you, there's a lot of on-demand courses as well. Some of them involve Monday Live lectures from before, and also other things that have helped us. But these are great little on-demand classes. We have our now toolkits for professionals, and these are different than what you're studying. These are actual demonstrations and PowerPoints that you can purchase and download. Here's some of the list of our things, but there's this ways you can purchase the PowerPoints and use them as student educators. And there's little exercises that you can lead parents through or your audiences so that you can actually have tools to teach with. They're separate. They're not included in your prices of PP&E, but you get a huge discount as a member. So for you, the price is only $90 for the modules. So there's two toolkits available now for you. There'll be 10 in all. And then when you become part of that community, you also get some live mentoring from me. And that's another benefit to being in the toolkits, is that you'll have there are 2 hours offered every month, 2.5 hours actually, lectures. And you're able to interact with other professionals and get some feedback about the courses that you want to offer, or even some ideas. They've been great. And these are recorded and you can access them later. And here's our trauma-informed care practice panel. This is the newest thing starting today. I hope you've signed up for free. I'm going to take you to the website and show you how to do that. But they're all going to be uploaded here, and you get a chance to see them. And there's going to be transcriptions and handouts. I'm pretty excited. I've seen the handouts for our first lectures tonight, and they're well worth the price of how to work with a trauma-informed practice. Lucelia, are you asking questions?
Yeah. Do we need to sign to register for that, or are we going to get a link just because?
You have to sign up for the free live lecture, but if you want to have access to the recording, you have to purchase it, and you purchase it here.
Okay.
But it's $97 for 10 lectures, their handouts, and transcriptions. So okay. It's a really great price.
Okay.
But I'll take you and show you now how to access all that. So let's see, Birth Psychology Month. Here it is. Okay, so let me just do a new share here. Birth Psychology Month is every March. Can you all see this website here? Birth Psychology and Perinatal Trauma Informed Practice. Do you see that? Yeah.
And just note that it's Birth Psychology Month up in the link. It's not just birthpsychology.com. This is a special section.
Yeah, every month we have a special. So you can come into here, and this is our new panel with clickable links. If you have friends that you have always wanted to be a part of our classroom and take the course, we're having a code that offers 20% off. But you can just see all the things that we're doing on the front page and purchase and buy. But where you're going to want to sign up is under the trauma-informed practice panel. You click here to register. It takes you into a webinar feature where you put your name and your email address. It will remind you a week and an hour before, but that's how you register, Lucelia. You go to birthpsychologymonth.com. You might even be able to get to it from the front page. I don't know. No. So you got to just come to the Perinatal Trauma Informed Practice Panel and register, and then that will register you for all 10 lectures. And they'll be live, and if you're able to get them live, that's fantastic. But if you want to purchase them and just have them to access later, they're there. They're in the Teachable classroom. Okay. And that's pretty much it. Any questions? All good? And I'm going to work on that problem right now, Lucilia, with your code. I'll ask for help from Touch the Future.
Okay. I emailed Sally about the mentor, mm-hmm. But then I didn't get back from her either.
Okay.
So I don't know if she probably...
So whom would you like? And I'll see if I'll arrange that for you.
Karen
Melton?
Yes. And I don't know if she's available or, I don't know if I have to email Sally again about it, but just...
No, you don't have to email her again. We'll take care of that for you.
Okay, all right.
Karen, our communications person, will take care of it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Kate.
Elizabeth?
This is Elizabeth, yeah. I think I will need probably, again, with my renewal, I will need the code for Touch the Future. Okay.
Okay, when did you renew, Elizabeth?
Last week, the 25th.
You need a Touch the Future code. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for telling us that. You'll have a whole new year with Touch the Future.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we'll get back to you too.
Thanks.
So I have a question for Fiona, and I think Lucilia, you're relatively new students, correct?
Correct.
So you did not, we're just trying to figure this out right now, but you didn't receive an automatic welcome letter, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, we are addressing that, but I just wanted to double check with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Something got offline and you'll hear from us.
Yeah, we're gonna welcome you all over again.
We will. We'll be like, big party.
We want to make sure that you feel like all your questions are answered and that you can ask us for help at any time. Email me or Karen Mulder.
At Communicate.
Mm-hmm. At Communicate, yeah. At birthpsychology.com. Okay, we'll see you in the classroom later on, I hope. And
All right.
Or next week. Okay. See you later.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
All right. Bye.